river keep rolling on from dawn to dawn beneath an endless Catskill sky, and every evening beneath that wide starry dome past my weeping willow tree where my heart was meant to be, as it always shall in my Hudson Valley home.
It is time once again for another production from the Housatonic Musical Theater Society. And this is a rather special production. It'll be Rip Van Winkle, the musical, March 14th through the 16th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, of course, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at the Burgess Auditorium. Joining with us today, we have Lori Belter. Lori, nice to see you in studio.
Good morning.
And we have Michael Berkeley on the telephone. Michael, nice to
see you. Good morning, Marshall.
Now, what's special about this is you have a very special attachment to this show.
Well, I do. It's been running around my head for many years, and it's wonderful to see it done with kids right now. But, yes, I wrote the show. So.
What's great about this is, now, this is Michael Berkley's and Ray Roderick's presentation of Rip Van Winkle, the musical. What's great about this is the students learn something not only about Rip Van Winkle and about the tales and the history, but also there's a special connection with you in the way it's being put together and the way it's been developed.
Exactly. And they're being wonderful about they're really into it, so their contributions are really invaluable. To hear from them what they love, what they don't understand, and what they need improvements on. So we are actually making adjustments as we go. So it's a wonderful process for all of us.
Now, are you going to kind of feel like a proud dad when this finally hits the stage locally? I mean, you've done it before elsewhere, but it's something
special. Yeah. This is very special.
So, well, Lori, let's talk a little bit about you, about the development of it, about the students, and how many are in the cast, and you know, what grades they range from.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
Well, we're so lucky this year. We have 40 students from six towns. they range in age from, I think our youngest is in first grade, to a senior in high school, obviously. And we're so excited to have all these young people doing this show. It's a real family-oriented show. And again, just to reiterate what Michael said, it's about family values and moving forward and coming together, but learning a new show, learning a new time period that no one is familiar with. This is the Revolutionary War. So that's all been exciting to them. And it's been a real history lesson, too, in some aspects.
Now, who gets to play Rip Van Winkle?
Rip Van Winkle this year is played by Josh Shakeshaft. He is a senior. He has been with us for 4 years. He was the King in King and I last year. Phenomenal actor, and he's really, really coming into his own. He's on stage about 99% of the time in the show.
Oh, it's a huge responsibility.
So we're so lucky to have him.
Yeah. I it was a loaded question. His dad is so proud of him. His dad has posted pictures of him talking about this because they know his dad really
as well. As Willie should be.
But I think this is once again. I think when you present a show to students, it has to be something that you can get them interested in. And I think that even people that haven't read or know Rip Van Winkle is a name they're familiar with.
It is a name and a story that they're all familiar with. But again, it's a new show, so it's not something that they can refer to in a movie or a previous production someplace. So they've really had to learn it from the ground up, which is a really interesting craft for them to be able to do and to be able to participate in the process of a new show that's constantly being tweaked and moved around a little bit. So it's been exciting for them.
We are speaking with Michael Berkley and Lori Belter. Once again, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society presenting Michael Berkley and Ray Roderick's presentation of Rip Van Winkle, the musical.
Did you see what I saw?
No.
Tell me what you saw. Well, Linda Mulder flirting at her age.
Ought to be a law.
They were whispering closely like this, close enough to contemplate a kiss.
I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. I don't want to get involved.
Now, Lori, you just mentioned that it's been tweaked and reworked. Michael, how is this really still a project that's in progress, or is it just about where you'd like it to be?
It's actually a show that's in progress.
Okay.
Because telling the story clearly and theatrically so the audience understands it is ultimately what it's really about. And we're discovering new things all the time. So it keeps getting better, and this is a wonderful development process.
Rip Van Winkle, the musical, is at the Burgess Auditorium once again, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. That is Thursday the 14th at 7:30, Friday the 15th at 7:30. Saturday, two shows, one at 2, one at 7:30. Tickets are available online, hmts.org, or you can go to this interview at robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on interviews, and we have the poster up and the links up there as well. Now, Lori, we always talk about putting out a production like this, and to get the to do the quality in what you want to do takes participation from local people. And when I look at your website, I see once again this year as sponsors of this, you have Belter Builders, Best in Cavallaro Real Estate, Ed Harrington, John Harney and William Pitt Sotheby's, Lindell Fuels, Magic Wand Carpet Cleaning, Real New York Tours, Salisbury Bank and Trust, Torrington Savings Bank, and William Parati and Sons. I think that speaks a lot. Our community does get behind things like this.
They certainly do, and we are forever grateful for their support. Many of them have been with us since the inception 15 years ago, and without them, we really couldn't be putting on these wonderful productions for our students.
We should say that, once again, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, it's really been 15 years.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
That's unbelievable. And this has just simply added an aspect to Region 1 arts that I think goes beyond the high school.
I think it does, and I hope it does, and I hope it brings the community together to see what these students are all about and what they can accomplish in a very short period of time, actually. And for them, I think it's an opportunity really of a lifetime. They're working with professional directors, scenic designers, sound technicians, costume designers, so we really are trying to give them all the underpinnings that they can possibly have to be able to put forth the most professional production we can do.
You know, Michael, I look at this, Rip Van Winkle, the musical, Love, Loss, Forgiveness, and Home. It seems that every true production on stage has that point where there's the beginning, there's something terrible happens, and then there's the finale. But this is a little different than normal Broadway shows.
It is, because this follows the journey of this man who loses everything, and then he is forgiven and welcomed back, and it's a wonderful story.
Well, now, how long have you been working with the students on stage with this? I can say from inception, when you first got the students to want to be in the musical, but actually working on this.
We started rehearsals in December. So we had a few Sundays in December before Christmas, and then we were off until after New Year's. And so really it's been about 6 weeks so far.
And with the date now not that far away, how are things coming together?
Very well. We're very excited. We're starting our run-throughs. The kids are all off book, all have memorized their lines. The music is coming along. The choreography is fabulous. So we're in good shape, I think, as long as we don't get too many more snow days.
Oh, I know. So now, speaking about the music, Michael, that's one of the things that you always point out that is so important in a show like this, the music that goes behind the actors who are on stage.
Well, it does. It's really a part of the story, and the lyrics tell the story. And yet it has to be entertaining. So we've done our best to make sure that happens, as well as dramatic at the same time.
Now, what's your role here? Are you producer? Are you going to be perform? Are you going to be at the piano or during the show? Or are you just going to sit back and watch?
I would like to sit back and watch, but during this production, I'll be sitting back and watching from the piano and conducting from the seven piece orchestra from the pit.
So this will be a little exciting. Like I said, what adds a little bit of the excitement to it is the local flavor of it now that it's here at Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
And it's really good for us to realize that, yes, this show can very well be done by students. And it's a wonderful opportunity for students in high schools and colleges because it's a historical piece, and there's a lot to learn from it.
Well, not only do you have a lot to learn on the outside, but also you learn a little bit, actually, about the history of the area we live in.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's always nice to find more about the general area that you live in.
Sure.
Well, you know, obviously, now the Housatonic Musical Theater Society has been around this long. How long have you been actually working on this show?
Well, about the length of time that Rip Van Winkle slept, which is 20 years, but it's a little bit more than that.
So you've been working on the show longer than the Housatonic Musical Theater Society.
I mean, we started it, Ray and I started a long time ago in a sprawling, too big production at TriArts.
It was 1994 at TriArts, and the show, I think, ran 3 hours.
It was just out of control. So
It's now down to an hour and a half.
Here's to tomorrow, a bright tomorrow. Though we may not see eye to eye, we'll try tomorrow. Here's to the future, a golden future. If things don't suit you well today, just lift up your mug and say, here's to tomorrow, a grand tomorrow.
Well, I think it's going to be, for the students, obviously, it's going to be educational and fun, but I think for the audience, it's also, as Monty Python would say, now it's something completely different. It's going to be something that they haven't seen, probably, unless they went to one of the other productions, which was elsewhere. But once again, Rip Van Winkle, the musical, the 14th through the 16th at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. And once again, tickets are available online at hmts.org. But do you still have the pharmacies?
We have the pharmacies in Salisbury, Sharon, and Kent, and also from any student that's in our production.
Well, once again, break a leg, you two. I just finished interviewing the Stissing Theater Guild over in Pine Plains, and now you and the amount of work you put in to benefit the students, not only musically and dancing, but education-wise, is amazing. And the money you all raised to get this done so it doesn't come out of the taxpayers' pockets is amazing. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Marshall. We appreciate that.
And tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow will be.